Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's like going into Wisconsin.
Well, I got the kicked out of me in Wisconsin once. Forget it.
Snap count on my mind, Romo hand on my butt. I'm the center, and that's what's up, yeah. I touch the ball on every play. And if you see me coming at you, it's time to pray. I got a big beard and a real mean streak. In the bedroom, I'm a super freak. I once ate a whole honey-baked ham. Ask a DT who the f*** I am. My name is Frederick.
So much cussing.
Yeah. Travis Frederick. My name is Frederick. Yeah. Travis Frederick.
All right, joining us now, courtesy of Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys and delicious Dr. Pepper. It is the center of the Dallas Cowboys, the great Travis Frederick. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
In person.
I am here. You guys, more importantly, are here.
This is incredible. Now, we're not going to be as aggressive with you as we normally would, obviously, because you can reach us and hurt us if you choose to. So we'll keep it more polite. But in just in terms of explaining that dynamic to our listeners, how would you describe what I'm talking about?
I would say that you guys generally approach things completely differently, depending on where we are. And so if I'm over the line, so basically I go into somebody's office and there's a microphone and I go in while you guys are still downtown. And when that happens, these guys are really, really harsh sometimes, you know, making me power rank things like my household responsibilities or my favorite Halloween candies. But when they're here, they just talk so quietly and nicely. They're very polite, very, you know, complimentary. They come into the locker room, and that's when it's really most funny, because it's a lot of guys they don't necessarily have personal relationships with, so I don't know how to tread, and they generally tread pretty lightly.
I like being here in person with you because I get a better sense for your sexual confidence. You know what I'm saying? Over the phone, you can tell, but here in person, wow. I'm glad, by the way, I want you to look over your shoulder. A tour just walked up as we said that.
This is really what our lives are like here. The tour is exceptional. I highly encourage it for everybody.
That's country music star Neil McCoy.
Oh, it is.
It is. It really?
Wow.
How about
the great Neil McCoy.
Neil McCoy. How about that?
He looks just like Chris Arnold. It's unreal.
It's really crazy.
Neil McCoy in the house and during the Travis
and
Frederick show.
This is incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Travis, do you want to sing your favorite Neil McCoy song?
They want to put Neil McCoy on. They want to put him on. They want to pop him on with a speech. There you go.
Aren't you glad that we're here every Wednesday now,
yes,
Travis?
This is so cool.
All right. Come on in.
You coming on?
All right.
Man, how you feeling? That's what I want. I don't care.
Hey, how are you? Jump on mic. Jump on
mic. Do you have any questions for Travis Frederick?
How you doing, Travis?
I'm doing well. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. What's up, guys?
Hey, Neil, do the people on this tour, are they all your friends? Do they realize they're with a country music star, or are they just now learning as well?
They could care less, believe me.
Did you guys know? Yes, you guys all, you're friends with Neil?
Some
oh, no.
Are.
I think
man.
She is for
my
sure.
Thumbs down.
The thumbs down.
Man, yeah.
I don't need in on this deal. I was excited just to find out how he's feeling,
Travis. Well, I'm doing okay. It's a very interesting process where I've come from and where I'm going. I'm walking around. I'm moving around really well. I'm back in the weight room working on improving things. But it's a slow and steady recovery. So, you know, I'm obviously not ready to play football yet. But hopefully in the future here, it shouldn't be a problem.
Travis, do you have any questions for Neil?
I'm sure he doesn't.
Neil, do you want to sing anything
Travis
a cappella?
Who is this guy?
No. I grew up listening to Neil McCoy.
Did you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Would you like to sing anything a cappella for us?
No doubt about it.
We were meant to be together. No doubt about it. No, there ain't no doubt about it. Yeah.
Still got it.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's fantastic.
Yes. This is Travis.
So
where are you from?
I'm from Wisconsin, Sharon, Wisconsin.
Then my favorite state to play in, and this is not just because Travis is sitting there, is Wisconsin. Any place in Wisconsin, we play more country music festivals. Mm-hmm. And Rhinelander, Eau Claire, Cadott, Oshkosh,
They
Twin
have
Lakes.
Twin Lakes, Minnesota, up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
What is Oshkosh like?
What you would imagine Wisconsin to be like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so passionate. The reason we love to play in Wisconsin is because they're so passionate about their football, their drinking, their Packers. They do everything. They're all in on whatever they go for.
Yep, and that sounds about right.
That's exactly right.
Okay, now, have you ever – now, there's also a couple great universities up there. Have you ever played a college crowd up there?
Not at the University of Wisconsin, but okay. But there are so many college kids in it that have become these country music festivals. Yeah. That get their game on, let me tell you. It's pretty crazy.
Did you ever throw down at any of those festivals?
I have been to a couple of them. I went to Country Thunder.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you ever played Country Thunder?
I sure have.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
That's a pretty amazing event back down where I'm from.
Yes, it is.
Kind of in the boonies.
What part of Wisconsin?
Yeah. Right in the southern part there. I'm right near Twin Lakes.
Okay.
But it's probably about 20 minutes from my place.
Wow. Well, I didn't mean to interrupt y'all.
No, you're great. You're great.
No. Awesome. Every time they pan down on him and he's standing in street clothes on the sideline, I'm just going, oh, my gosh, we need that guy.
They're not out there. They're not real street clothes. These are my real street clothes. I'm wearing cargo shorts and a plain tee. Just want to make sure everyone knows that I don't always dress like that.
Neil, what the song Billy's Got His Beer Goggles On, what was that about?
Is about just about every person that goes to country music festivals in Wisconsin is what it is. It's just people that drink too much beer, that know all the words to every song but don't sing worth a crap. That's exactly written for those guys.
Yeah.
Travis has probably been one of those guys before.
It may have happened. I'm not claiming it. I'm not denying it.
Some of the spotted cow type.
Yeah.
Well, Neil, thank you very much for stopping by.
We appreciate it very much.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks. Let's round for
Neil McCoy.
Hey, can I take a picture with you? Only if he'll do it. I'll take it right quick.
Neil McCoy. This is awesome. Country music legend Neil McCoy taking a tour of the Star.
Ben, while that's going on, do you have any questions for me?
Yeah. What is your favorite Neil McCoy song?
Well, you brought it, Billy, so I hate to piggyback off that.
You want me to take it for you guys?
That's always
the shake. Kind of
it's a shake.
The shake.
Shake it to the left.
That
shake it to the right.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. You know what I like. Shake it real funky. Shake it real low. Take it till you can't shake it no more.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't believe this happened.
Incredible. So nice to meet you.
Thank you, Neil. Honored to meet you, man.
He looks so much like Chris Arnold. It's unbelievable.
It is amazing.
It is unreal. Chris Arnold.
Can you do a new weekend? Ooh.
Yeah!
This is the best day I've ever had at the Star.
And we're saying the Pledge of Allegiance at 7 o'clock right out here for 1,000th day in a row.
Oh, that's great. This Pledge of Allegiance for his 1,000th day in a row.
Send two pictures from your cell phone.
Hold on, Chris.
Chris.
So you'd seen him in concert?
I have not seen him specifically in concert.
He's been to Thunder County.
Yeah, we've been to Country Thunder.
Why are you so against Neil's music?
I love Neil's music.
I misunderstood. I thought no. So you haven't seen his concert, but not by choice.
Right. I'm not a big concert guy.
Well, you said you go to concerts all the time in areas where he plays.
No. There are a lot of concerts there.
Okay. I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
Wow. Why are you putting words in my mouth? This is one of the things they normally do over the line,
right?
Not in person.
I'm on the other side of the table.
He figured Neil McCoy would protect him.
So he had a song, you probably know this, Travis, a song called The Wink.
The wink.
All she's got to do is give me that, and he says, wank. Oh. That's always
she's trying to give me the wank, huh?
I always thought that was a great... Because you guys sit with that country twang, he said, give me that wink.
Yeah.
But I always used to think it was saying something else.
Okay. Kind of the same theme of Lola by the Kinks, right?
So we're at the Star. We're actually here in person with Travis this time, and so there's constantly tours going around. Mm-hmm. So... are the tours walking past you guys? Do you have to kind of look down, or can you get pulled into a conversation like that?
No, it's constant. You learn to sort of live with it. They run like every quarter of the hour or something like that. So
it's like a train.
Part of the rules of this is that I think they're not necessarily supposed to engage with the players, you know, because we're trying to go about our work day and we got a lot of stuff going on. So really, it's like a kind of an awkward exchange there because they're not allowed to talk to us. And so we walk past, and like everybody, like clearly wants to, but isn't.
Right.
So it kind of gets a little awkward. So Actually, Neil probably needed to be a little careful there. He might have gotten thrown out.
That was KT's fault. That was clearly KT's fault.
It was my fault. I saw it. I was like, what?
And seriously, this is no joke. KT has pointed out many times in the past. I don't know Neil McCoy's music, but he's pointed out many times, hey, there's a country singer.
You don't like
looks
music,
like,
do you?
I hate music. Okay.
Why are you so against Neil and his patriotism?
He does national anthem at Rangers and Mavs games all the time.
I'm for his patriotism. It's his music I don't like. But anyways, he was going around the corner there, and KT waved him back.
No, I didn't.
Well, he was rallying
the
corner.
No, he came back around the corner because he heard me say it.
Oh.
He came back because he wanted
to
know.
Guys, I got to get in there and I want to talk to Travis real quick. Travis, sorry, how are you feeling?
You promised you weren't going to ask me how I was feeling. This was a ploy.
Yes,
you had Neil come in here and do it for you.
You need to answer Neil's question. How you doing, Travis?
Chris, why are you doing this to me?
We may want to pull his ooh-woo.
You look just like him doing
it. It's unreal.
Ooh-woo.
Expected him to be wearing Mavs gear.
This is pretty wild.
Travis Frederick Show here. So thank you to Miller Lite and Dr. Pepper for bringing Neil McCoy by.
So great.
Dude, we got to get your take on your boy Joe Looney hauling ass down the field.
Oh, wasn't that awesome?
Did you guys have fun with that? Or did, hey, it's just Joe. He's doing good.
It's just Joe. I mean, well, yeah, we have fun with it, but that's what part of what makes Joe so fun is those like uncanny abilities that he has. Everybody kind of has something, and that's why you play in the NFL. It's like you're good and you have something. And his something is he's like, you know, he's Joe. He's a jolly man, and he can run really fast.
That's awesome.
He's probably the fastest one of us. I don't know if he can.
Is that right?
I don't know if he can beat Tyron in a race, but. Uh-huh. He's really fast.
Was he that fast last year? I mean, I know he's remade his body. Has he gotten faster? Is that normally how he?
You know, I think he's generally that fast. I think he was I'm not going to go on record here, but I think he might have been a sub-5 guy.
Wow.
In the combine. I don't think he went to the combine. I don't remember. But he's told us how fast he is.
Hey, guys, I'm really fast.
We're talking to Travis Frederick. Thanks to our friends Dr. Pepper, the one you crave, and Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, we were talking to Brad Sham in the locker room about your greatness, and Brad said, you know, he's the best I've ever seen. And Brad's had a long career here in terms of talking to the media, and he said he can give you a delightful, entertaining interview where you get a feel for his personality, and he has shared no inside information from the team, which is really an art. And it's a great interview, yet you don't betray any of the trust of anybody in that room, which is fantastic. So would you consider when you're done playing going into that field and kind of teaching athletes how to do that?
Oh, you're talking about me, not Joe.
When you.
Joe, gives
about Joe?
Joe gives a delightful interview. Does
he does?
He was quoted as saying the reason that he ran that fast down there was because he saw a box of Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
that's
really good. Yeah, he does
do
good.
I don't know. I think it's an important skill. I think it's something that athletes need to pay attention to. I think my first like formal training on it was at Wisconsin. We did like a media presentation, and they put some really good people up there and some not so good people, and this is what you should try to do, and that's kind of where I've tried to emulate from. So I do think it's important, and I think it's probably a skill that you should teach younger than you think. It's probably a high school level skill at this point. Maybe something like that in the future.
I don't want to say give Zach a hard time, but Zach is way less embraceful of that type of thing than you are.
Well, he's the captain now, so it's his job to do that. I think it's almost like a required weekly thing that he has to do that. So he's getting better at it. And
I think he gives good answers when he does it. He just seems reluctant.
He's really standoffish towards you guys. It took him a long time to warm up to you. And the pie in the face thing didn't help.
Or the prank.
Yeah.
What about when we pranked him, bar mitzvah? Him. I mean,
oh, that was
I'm
awesome.
Really surprised that hasn't come back on me yet.
Do you remember his first comments to you back or any of the kind of the idea of how he was like, dude, why are you friends with these guys?
It was very skeptical of why you guys were so friendly, what you were really trying to get at, what are your true motives?
Like we had some,
believe me, there are true motives there.
Yeah.
They're coming.
Yeah.
It's a long play.
Yes, it's a long play. He genuinely is just kind of distrustful of the media because people are trying to pry all the time.
Yeah.
You guys are always prying.
Yeah,
that's what the hell we do.
Yeah, that's what we do.
But if it wasn't for us, you would have never met Neil McCoy.
That's very true. Guys are just open opportunities.
Now you might go on tour with him.
With Neil.
Yeah.
He would welcome it. I think you could be in his band right now. He would have taken a picture with you.
You know what's crazy, KT, by you waving him in here.
I didn't wave him in here.
If he gets thrown out of the Star because of KT, it could snap his 1,000 days in a row of the National Anthem. It stops at 999. Local radio producer throws up.
How awkward was it that he invited Travis to come to that without even knowing Travis's schedule? That was just unbelievable. I was like, man.
Yeah, so you'll be there, Travis?
Oh, I don't know. My wife is waiting for me at home.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
you're mumbling.
I said, my wife's at home. Oh, no, yeah, I'm sure she's.
No, she said y'all got a sitter.
The kids just woke up from the nap.
No, she said, you stick around as long as you need to. She's good.
I don't think you guys are texting. I sure hope not.
All right, certainly that's not an area we'll get into while we're in person. Maybe we were in studio, we would continue this joke, but we are going to stop it right there immediately.
Plus, no wife has ever texted anybody, stay as long as you want, I'm good. That's never happened in the world.
That was a good sign that it was fake. Well, Travis, thank you, and Neil, for coming here today.
Thank you, Neil. Really appreciate you guys coming.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, Neil. Yeah, that was unbelievable.
We had Toby Keith last week, too.
Yeah, we did.
Quite the country run.
We had a lot of controversial questions to ask you, and now we just don't have time.
Maybe next week.
Yes! All right. Look how happy he is.
Next Wednesday.
The door is already shutting behind me. As next week, hopefully, Des won't be tweeting. All right, submitted skit show. Thank you, Travis. You're an excellent human. Give it up for Travis.
Yeah. Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.